S. Berlin, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Rebels control Syria after ousting longtime dictator Bashar al-Assad. President Biden addressing the nation today.
At long last, the Assad regime has fallen. This regime brutalized and tortured and killed literally hundreds of thousands of innocent Syrians.
ABC News foreign correspondent James Longman.
The rebel movement has been boiling in Syria for some years, but without the support of his allies, Bashar al-Assad just could not keep them at bay. I've been speaking to Syrians that I've met over the last 13 years. They are overjoyed at what they're seeing. They're desperate to go home. Millions of Syrians have been displaced by this war.
President-elect Trump granting his first full-length network interview since the election, telling NBC's Meet the Press he plans to issue pardons to January 6th Capitol rioters on day one. The Kennedy Center's Lifetime Achievement Awards tonight. President Biden will be there. Recipients include director Francis Ford Coppola and the Grateful Dead. This is ABC News. No longer America's place, he said. In the first television interview since his electoral victory, President-elect Trump pressed on his campaign promises and his controversial tariffs plan, telling NBC's Meet the Press.
If you look at my just pre-COVID, we had the greatest economy in the history of our country. And I had a lot of tariffs on a lot of different countries, but in particular China. We took in hundreds of billions of dollars. And we had no inflation.
Trump previewed a massive deportation effort once he takes office and says he wants to end birthright citizenship.
If somebody sets a foot, just a foot, 1 foot, you don't need to, on our land, congratulations, you are now a citizen of the United States of America. Yes, we're going to end that because it's ridiculous.
Through executive action?
If we can, through executive action. I was going to do it through executive action, but then we had to fix COVID first, to be honest with you.
France's world-famous cathedral reopened today. Its inaugural mass a day after world leaders gathered for its reopening after the fire. Dave Packer, ABC.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy. We're talking about the Act 10 overturned by a Dane County judge.
I think it's important for everyone to know that this was the state that in 1959 first granted public employees the right to organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. You know, I used to say take back America, but I say take back Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Nearly one in five Wisconsin newspapers shut down in the last year. It paints a grim picture for the future of local news, provided by journalists who live in the communities they serve. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
This year alone, 130 newspapers nationwide shut down, according to a report by the Medill School of Journalism at Northwestern University. But amid an increasing climate of misinformation and media distrust among some Americans, the news outlets they say they trust the most are community newspapers. Professor Robert Aysen at the University of Wisconsin at Madison says in this polarized climate, where people choose to get their news matters.
It seems less and less that we're willing or able to see things that we may share in common. And that's exacerbated by a media ecosystem where we're not even getting the same information, where we're not even sharing the same basic set of facts.
A recent review of radio talk shows in Wisconsin found those with the largest audiences and the most advertising are led by conservative hosts who air the most misinformation. Aysen says leadership is a major influence in this trend.
When you look at public discourse and you look at public figures and you see examples of a disregard for truth or disregard for verifying stories or disregard for fair and kind of accurate representations, I think that those practices encourage more of the same practice.
Wisconsin Democrats proposed a package of bills earlier this year aimed at strengthening local journalism and its workforce. One bill would offer a tax credit for local newspaper subscriptions, but it didn't pass in the state Senate.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, temperatures in the upper 30s with cloudy skies. Temps in the upper 30s for Monday and a little bit breezy. Monday night, mostly cloudy and a low of 28. Tuesday, clouds, 30 degrees. Wednesday's high, 23 with a chance of snow showers.
Right now, it's 37.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
From the rolling bluffs of the Driftless region to the pristine shorelines of Superior in Michigan, from the Northwoods to the Kettle Moraine, Civic Media broadcasts across all of Wisconsin.
For all of Wisconsin.
Take a trip with us across the radio network to hear from communities throughout the state. This is the Civic Media Spotlight.
Welcome into Hour 2 of the Civic Media Spotlight. We go now to the Dom Salvia Show, along with Earl Ingram, who he had as a guest this week. Dom and Earl talk about the season of giving and how some of us have lost sight of the gifts that truly have meaning.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app, this is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with us. You can be part of this fine production. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Big day today. Got Jess P.S. on the board and jazzed as hell to reintroduce to you our dear friend Earl Ingram from the Earl Ingram Show. You can listen to his fine production right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Monday through Friday from 8 to 10 a.m., the early shift. Hey, Earl, welcome, man.
What's going on, man? It is good to be back.
It is great to see you. This was a topic for you earlier today, and I think it is an interesting one. The giving. It's the time for giving, Earl, right? So I'm and this is what really gets me. You're going to give a gift to someone, right? And then, what, is there an expectation to get a gift back? You know what I mean? And what is it about the holiday season, or at least the Christianity, when you're talking about Christmas, about buying material things for those that you love or like, or maybe don't love or like too much, or want them to like you a little bit more? Earl, doesn't it get a little bit out of hand?
Man, it's so far out of hand. And you know, so you buy gifts for people you don't even like, right? And they don't like you.
No, you're talking about family, Earl? What do you say?
Well, man, you know, even we used to do things, you know, at work, you know, in the job. Everybody's got to buy something for somebody. You know, that's not, you know, the reason for the season. How do we get from this was the birth, supposed birth of Christ? How do we get to credit cards, Black Friday, right. Black Thursday?
Cyber Monday. They just keep adding more opportunities for us to spend money, Earl.
So what gets me, Dominic, is I remember a different time, man, when we didn't have a lot of things, and I'm from a family of 13, and so. Man, just being with each other.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? It wasn't a whole lot under the tree. But man, just that holiday, the feelings, whatever happened to peace on earth, goodwill of men, hark the herald, angels sing, glory, all those things, Dominic. Those things are pushed so far in the background that it's about giving and receiving. And so if you gave me something that's cheaper than what I gave you.
Oh, I would never do that, Earl. No,
you and I may not, but there are people who unfortunately are caught up in this all for the wrong reason.
Yeah, yeah.
And they didn't do it themselves, Dominic. What has happened is a system has kind of got us all caught up in that. Sometimes it's hard to separate yourself from it.
Yeah.
You know, people, there are people who have everything as it is. You're struggling out here trying to figure out, now, what am I going to get Dominic? All right. That Dominic can't buy for himself or that he wants that he doesn't already have.
Exactly.
I'm not talking about a Lamborghini, right? But people are out actually trying to figure out, and I'm looking at Jess, trying to figure out, I got to figure out, I don't know what to get. And then the worst part about it is you've thought about it. You've been out here, man, struggling. You came up with the right gift for Dominic. This is it. I put hours in this. I got this gift for Dominic. I give it to Dominic. Dominic opens it up and says, where's the return receipt?
So maybe then Earl just, you know, giving cash. I've had this with my siblings for much of our adult life. You know, way back in the day after we were still young, you know, out of the house, but you know, young adults.
Right.
And we'd get each other something. Now here's your gift and here's my gift. Oh, okay.
Right.
Oh, then eventually it's like, oh man, didn't get to go shopping. So here's a card with some money in it. Oh, right, here's a card with some money in it for you. So I was like, well, how about we just save all that, a combo hangout and give you a hug? Because us swapping money or swapping material things isn't necessarily going to make us any closer. You know what I mean? I don't know what the purpose. Now, and I get it. You know, if you get a nice gift, a practical, something that was like, oh, yes, I forgot I needed that. You know, I like socks. You know what I mean? Because I hate shopping. So, you know, something like that. My wife's family, they give each other. So I don't do that. Any of the gifting stuff on my side of the family. We just don't do it. We just, nope, not doing that. On my wife's side of the family, they do lists for each other. You know, here's the list of stuff I want and the list of stuff they want. And then they go out and they'll go do it. And it's cute. It's fun. I guess sometimes you forget what you put on the list. So when you get it, you forgot that it was there. Oh, that's great. You know, but it's fun to open gifts. It's really the community part of that, you know, hanging out with the family and doing all that. That's fine as well. But it's not, for me, it's certainly more about the camaraderie and the family and the love and that kind of stuff. It's certainly less, at least now. Now, when I was younger, man, you know, going down and trying to get a peek under the tree when Santa comes around, that was a big deal. But as an adult, I don't know that I need to go into debt, you know, with the interest rates on credit cards, God knows what that is. And I'm seeing the numbers are usually literally just under $1 trillion. The National Retail Federation estimate Americans will spend between $960 and $966 billion. That was in last year. So you got to assume we're spending about $1 billion between November and December in holiday spending.
Well, you know, Dominic, for children, yes.
Yes.
I get that.
Yeah.
Okay. I you know, man, young kids and buying those gifts and buying for them. But man, adults, come on, man. Come on. You know, I mean, I stopped buying gifts and trading gifts with my older siblings decades ago. Okay.
Yep.
I mean, because I used to find myself out in the shopping centers, and I was the guy who was always the night before Christmas.
Yeah, man, I'm there with you, Earl.
hey, 20 below zero, right?
Gotta get something. Gotta get something.
Yep. But why do we feel like we have to?
Yeah.
I guess is the bigger question.
Because we're told constantly. We're told constantly everywhere, you need this, you need this. That special person in your life, need that. Yeah, and
diamonds are forever, Earl. Diamonds are forever. You know, one time, and I'm notorious for that. Not so much these days because Amazon, but I would be notorious for going out last minute and trying to find something all the time. One time I went out last minute, bought myself a hat, went to the bar, and came home. I didn't buy anything for anybody else. I just got myself a hat, went out. Man, that was it. I wasn't doing it. Couldn't do it anymore. You know, I like a bottle of scotch. That's nice.
Yeah,
you know, something,
I like a consumable.
A consumable, exactly. Yeah. You know, like cookies. My mother-in-law gets me some homemade sugar cookies that she makes. Mm-hmm. She makes a bunch of them, but she gives me a very special little box of my own. Mm-hmm. And those are mine. You cannot have those. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's the community ones over there. You can have those. So, you know, and those kinds of things, I think, are very heartfelt. And because, you know, Ma knows I love the cookies, so she gets me cookies. That's okay. I like that. Doesn't cost me anything. It barely costs her anything. But, you know, it's the heart and it's the effort and the love to give that out. And I can appreciate those things. But, you know, going into hock and you know, borrowing money at 20% or putting a jewelry away on layaway, you know, it's just it's all meant to just suck the dollars out of our pocket, Earl.
You know, man, I'm just
soul out of us.
Who are we? You and I are Simon Legree, because there are people who are saying, who goes out and buys gifts? Doesn't Santa bring the gifts still?
Yeah. I tell my kids, if you don't believe in Santa, he's not going to bring you anything. So even at 19 and 22, do you believe in Santa? You know, my favorite gift when I was a kid, my parents would erase my debt book. Like, when I didn't have any money, I'd go to Ma's purse and have to write down. It took $20. I'll, you know, have to write it down.
How old were you when you realized that there wasn't a Santa?
What? What are you talking about?
Earl.
You know, if you don't believe, he's not bringing you anything.
Uh-huh.
I was very young. I recall my siblings were trying to get me. I had an idea. There was some rumor at school. You know, you know what I mean? And then it was further reinforced when my siblings came to me, both of them older than me. I'm the youngest. I said, hey, Nick, what do you want for Christmas? I said, well, you know, Santa knows. Well, you got to tell us. We want to know. Oh, no, Santa knows. So I was trying to, like, fool him, because if there's really a Santa, then he'll bring what I have, you know, running through my mind. Of course, that didn't happen. And then eventually I was probably, I don't know, third grade, something like that. And I recall specifically we went into the attic. My brother and sister snooping around, you know, and they said, and they found it. And they said, hey, you got to come up, check this out. And I went up, and I was like, what is this treasure? And there were all these gifts in the attic, man. So I was fairly young, and I wasn't disappointed. You know, I mean, whatever, that's fine. I was very confused about Jesus and Santa. You know what I mean? I didn't get all that.
So man, that's kind of, if you got a moment, man, when we, you know, on the other side, that's one, and see if we can just develop that a little bit more. What you just said, because man, some point in time, you got to have a conversation.
You had to, and the music. I remember the music confusing me, and all the Jesus, and all the. I grew up in a Christian household ish.
Yeah, so did I.
Yeah, and the music, but I was just so confused. I'm like, what is Jesus and Santa and the Easter Bunny and the rising? I'm so confused. why? What's the gifts? What? Folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show. That's Earl Ingram. We got Jess P.S. on the board. We're just yakking it up about the holidays. What are you going to get? Are you going to be part of that $1 trillion spend? Join us, 855-752-4842.
The Dom Salvia Show is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs across the network weekdays from 4 till 6. To learn more about this show and all the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As Democrats pick up the pieces from their loss to Donald Trump, one of the first major decisions the party will be making is to select the new chair of the Democratic National Committee. The race for that role now has a major Wisconsin connection. Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, is now officially running for DNC chair. One Democratic source I talked to characterized Wickler as a Goldilocks candidate for the role. He's liked by both centrists and progressives, big dollar donors and grassroots organizers, and knows how important state parties around the country can be in a second Trump term. So, could he be just right for the role? The vote for DNC chair is scheduled for February 1st. A lot can happen between now and then. But whether or not Wickler wins in his bid for the role, it will certainly be a story to watch for Democratic politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Next up on the Civic Media Spotlight, we'll hear from Mino and the mayor out of Green Bay. Jim and John this week welcomed on Beckett Kay from the podcast that he runs, Up Next with Bex. In addition to the podcast, they talk about his work with Toys for Tots, the Packers, and community service.
Sitting and staring out of the hotel window.
Here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and of course, worldwide on the Civic Media app. Great, great tune, Todd.
Yes, this is a good one.
Great song. Great to pull that one out. We're here with Beckett Kay, who does his own podcast, a very popular, very professional podcast, Shorts on Sports, and he's joining us.
And I just want to say that's done at the Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah.
They have
three cameras. It's quite the setup.
I mean, that's...
It's a real professional.
Oh, they have more than that.
Do they really?
Yeah. That's a very cool setup they have there. And you can mix music. I mean, there's just a lot of things that... Some people, back when I was your age, or a little older than you, but they would think the Boys and Girls Club... Well, the Boys and Girls Club was more like ping pong pool.
Yes.
Hangout.
Yes.
And now he's talking about the meals, the education, the shows they put on, plus the...
They still have that pool table and ping pong table.
Gotta have that.
Probably the original one.
They're not getting rid of those.
I don't know.
Nikki joining us.
Is there sort of a musty smell?
No.
The pool table is in the teen room because they do not trust us with pool. I mean, I don't blame them.
But we don't trust Mino with the pool.
Right.
It's a lot of things they don't trust me with.
It's the pool cues that they worry about.
Yeah.
With
but
a weapon.
The one thing is I play pool with my hand. I've learned how to play with the stick at my cousin's weddings, but I learned how to play with the stick, but it's just way easier with just using your hand and just going like this.
We would call that cheating, but that's okay.
Well,
Jim grew up on a pool table.
Mm-hmm. And his dad owned a lumber company and made his own pool
cue. I grew up with technology.
All right, and I didn't.
Got a couple of things here. Road report, we're looking for people. Howard is still bad. Alloy in the highway was fine. And I got Hi Beckett from your dad.
Isn't that nice?
Aww.
Hi, Mr. Beckett.
Wait, you can text it. There's like a live chat.
Yes.
Yes.
Pretty cool, huh?
Not live
You're
phones.
Already getting more shout outs, direct text messages
to you.
Than the mayor has yet to date.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
That's pretty cool.
I mean, not a bad.
So what would you like to do, like 10 years from now, what would you like to be? Let's say where would you like to go to college? What would you like to major in? What would you like to do as a professional?
My grandpa said that if I got in the Notre Dame, not Notre Dame Academy, Notre Dame.
The University of Notre Dame.
In South Bend. He said that he would pay for it.
Wow.
So I would want to go there, but if I can't go there... probably Oregon.
Oregon? Why Oregon?
Because they also have a good education there, and just they're green and yellow.
I was just going to ask if you have an affinity for green.
Well, I mean, I love green. Yellow is... I don't like green. I like green and yellow together, but I rather like yellow on its own and green on its own.
What are the best uniforms in the NFL?
Like, can it be like home, away, alternate?
Yeah.
Oh, this is hard.
You can think
just
about that.
Just visually. Yeah. Don't think marketing. Mm-hmm. Don't think, you know,
What's the coolest uniform? Yeah.
This might get a lot of hate, but it goes down to about maybe four.
Okay.
Five.
Okay.
the throwback Philly jerseys, the Philly greens.
Okay, the old Randall Cunningham era.
Yeah, the red Bills jerseys. I think that's their color rush.
Okay.
The throwback Patriots that are red, and then the Bears ones that they wore against the Vikings a couple weeks ago, like the
stripes,
orange lines.
Wow. Yeah. You know your uniforms.
He likes the classic stuff.
Yeah, he does. They're all classics.
I think we've got an old soul here, guys.
I have to do for 10.
My bad. And the Jets color rush, the black and green ones. Those are nice.
The one they wore last week, this past week?
Yeah, against the Seahawks.
Yeah, cool.
Didn't bring them any luck.
Go ahead, Todd.
Go ahead.
No, well, no, I was going to say, Nikki's here, and you're big into, you asked me a bunch the other night on the podcast about Toys for Tots, me being involved with Toys for Tots through the Marine Corps Reserves. And how did you get so involved with Toys for Tots?
Well, every year I donate some toys to Toys for Tots, and right outside there's a like a poster or something, or like from a newspaper, and it talks about you being in Toys for Tots, and I read that right before you brought me on for the second time.
Okay.
And I just remembered that, kept it in my back pocket in case I was going to interview you.
Now be honest with me, that picture looks exactly like I do right now, doesn't it? Of me.
I couldn't remember.
Yeah.
That's a very good response.
That picture was barely touched.
Yeah.
Right. But Nikki, so Nikki is very impressed that you're big with Toys for Tots. So Nikki wants to tell you something.
So we've also learned that you had a birthday sort of recently. So happy birthday. Right.
Thank
Saturday,
you.
We
right?
were super
Double
excited.
Digits.
Double digits. And you're wearing number 10. So it's kind of your Jordan Love era. And instead of a typical kid loves their birthday, they get showered with presents and, you know, attention. And what you did, I learned, what did you do for your birthday instead?
I took donations, like money donations or little like boxes of like full like toothbrushes, toothpaste, all that good stuff, deodorant, toilet trams, anything that the homeless need, and I gave it to the homeless. But some people also brought presents, which is totally okay.
So you took a collection for other people. You sacrificed your birthday gifts to give it to other people.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
I'm gonna tell you guys right now, I still have birthday and Christmas gifts that I have not opened. From like 3 years ago.
And you know what that tells me? You are well loved. And I love that. And because we love you so much, we wanted to contribute to your Toys for Tots and the homeless giving drive that you are doing. And we've got a bag of goodies for you to donate as well.
All toys.
Thank you.
We absolutely adore you. We think that you are remarkable. And thank you for what you are doing and being such a great example for kids your age and even us older folks. You're doing
Thank
it right,
you.
Kid.
There's one problem, though. Jim saw this, and he goes, where'd that come from? I want that. I want, my dog would love this. It's the dog puzzle toy.
That's right.
And Jim was like, oh, my God, Milton would love this.
I've seen these on, like, YouTube and stuff.
Yeah.
They're cool.
Because,
they're
still
time.
I mean,
guys.
But these are all from Nikki to you.
Thank you.
She's awesome, too. All right. This is great what you're doing. And like Nikki said, you're a good example.
I mean, great example. You remind me so much of me when I was 10. Shirts on Sports Podcast. You got to check it out, ladies and gentlemen.
Check out my website. It's called upnextwithbex.com.
Heck yeah.
All right. Send us to the break, Bex.
Break up next with Mino and the Mayor.
Bex.
And Nikki and Bex.
And calling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10, about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck, and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Cause we are little convoy, rocking through the night. Yeah, we got a little convoy, it's your beautiful sight. Come on, join our convoy, ain't nothing gonna get in our way. We gonna roll this fucking convoy, cross the USA.
Mino and the Mayor is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs on WISS and WGBW weekday mornings from 6 until 9. To learn more about this show and all of Civic Media's programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows.
finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Rebels control Syria after ousting longtime dictator Bashar al-Assad. President Biden addressing the nation today.
At long last, the Assad regime has fallen. This regime brutalized and tortured and killed literally hundreds of thousands of innocent Syrians.
ABC News foreign correspondent James Longman.
The rebel movement has been boiling in Syria for some years, but without the support of his allies, Bashar al-Assad just could not keep them at bay. I've been speaking to Syrians that I've met over the last 13 years. They are overjoyed at what they're seeing. They're desperate to go home. Millions of Syrians have been displaced by this war.
President-elect Trump granting his first full-length network interview since the election, telling NBC's Meet the Press he plans to issue pardons to January 6th Capitol rioters on day one. The Kennedy Center's Lifetime Achievement Awards tonight. President Biden will be there. Recipients include director Francis Ford Coppola and the Grateful Dead. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clemens with Civic Media Sports. Marquette defeated Wisconsin yesterday 88-74 in a matchup of ranked teams. It was the fifth time in history both schools were ranked when they played each other. The Badgers led by two at halftime, but nine second-half turnovers forced by the Golden Eagles led to a big comeback. Marquette senior Cam Jones led all scorers with 32 points in the victory.
You know, the last 2 years since I've been here, they pretty much got the best of us. So, the seniors, we came together. Thank you. Appreciate you. The seniors, we came together and... last night it was just like, not tomorrow, not tomorrow afternoon. And we made sure our younger guys were, ready and ready to attack and ready to, just go after winning.
Four Marquette players scored in double figures, and the Golden Eagles shot 50% in the win. Next up for 8-2 Wisconsin is number 19 Illinois on Tuesday. Marquette will face Dayton a week from Saturday. The Milwaukee Bucks will play this evening against the Brooklyn Nets. The Bucks are coming off of back-to-back losses. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska for Civic Media Sports.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, temperatures in the upper 30s with cloudy skies. Temps in the upper 30s for Monday and a little bit breezy. Monday night, mostly cloudy and a low of 28. Tuesday, clouds, 30 degrees. Wednesday's high, 23 with a chance of snow showers.
It's 39 at our studios.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the Lake Shore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Civic Media Spotlight. It's Tuesday Tangents with Luke up next from the Todd Alba Show. Luke shares his thoughts on Ben Wickler announcing his candidacy for the National Democratic Party chairman. With all of his accomplishments in Wisconsin, can he do it on the national stage?
Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live on location from downtown Green Bay, Wisconsin, home of WGBW 97.9 FM locally in the Fox Valley. Otherwise, you can listen to it on the Civic Media app. Many thanks to the great folks and staff here at WGBW. Do a great job locally. Glad to have you along on a Tuesday. If it's Tuesday, it's time for Tuesday Tangents with our very own Luke Mathers. And joining us back at the home studios, the world headquarters of Civic Media in Madison, none other than Luke Mathers. Lukester, how are you?
I'm good, Todd. How are you doing?
Well, the cheering section is here. I'm well. I'm not, you know.
Did you plug the parking meter? I just need to know.
Zomer needs to remind me of this. My parking lasts until, I believe, 1:21. And now it's all electronic, so I have to replug it via my phone.
Can you extend it right away?
I think you have to wait for yeah.
Well, that's annoying. If you have to wait until it expires to renew it?
Well,
you conveniently did it during a commercial break, though. Look at that.
I didn't mean to do that. So it just worked out. Right? I can do it during the commercial break. All right, enough of my part. And by the way, I have no current violations of any sort.
There's no warrants out for Todd's arrest.
No.
Especially from the meter maids.
No. Lovely morning here in downtown Green Bay, home of the Green Bay Packers, of course. Going to talk a little bit about that in a minute. But, Luke, sir, I want your take on a couple of things. And number one, we just didn't have a chance to get to it yesterday, but I played the video that Ben Wickler put out over the weekend announcing as the chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party that he was running for the chairmanship of the Democratic National Committee. My take is, they've heard my take, but what's your take, Luke?
I think it's going to be interesting to see what the National Party does. One of my takeaways from all of the immediate aftermath, knee-jerk reaction takes from the days following the election is that all of those takes are usually wrong. So, again, just it's important to point out there, folks, that everybody that says the major takeaway from this election is X, Y, or Z, it's probably not going to be X, Y, or Z. But I think one of the core things that you and I have discussed here on the show, Todd, is authenticity. And at least for what we're doing here at Civic Media, what you're doing here at the Todd Alba Show, you want to make sure that you're being authentically you. And that's what we need in message tellers, in news media, in the way that we get our information. We need authenticity. And it's not going to be solved by algorithms or there's not going to be a perfect silver bullet that addresses the information gap that we saw in this past election. And it's going to take a lot of hard work organizing over the next several years. And Ben Wickler's shown that he's an organizer. So he knows how to do the grassroots organizing. When he became the chair here in Wisconsin, he turned it into a year-round operation, which has been something that a lot of folks have talked about. Whether you're talking about college students, whether you're talking about urban, whether you're talking about rural, whether you're talking about anybody, they don't want to be just talked to in the days leading up to an election. They want to know that there's people fighting for the issues, the things that they care about in their day-to-day lives, 365 days out of the year, 7 days a week. And that is something that Ben Wickler did here at the Wisconsin Democratic Party. It will be interesting to see how something like that translates to the national stage. If he's elected chair, I don't know what's going to happen, though, but it's going to be definitely something to keep an eye on.
Yeah, John Nichols, great journalist and writer of the Cap Times and the Nation and other places. I mean, he has a great editorial in the Cap Times that's entitled Ben Wickler is a Party Builder, much to your point, Luke. And you know, that some people have called him the Goldilocks candidate because he's a guy that can relate to all different facets of the Democratic Party. As a former Republican, as a guy who doesn't belong in any party right now, I've been enormously impressed with what he's done. And I said before the break, one of the things that he said over the weekend that I think really resonates with me is that, quote, Democrats have to figure out how to reach voters, quote, who currently get their news about Democrats from Republicans, unquote. And I think, yes, to your point, there isn't maybe a single bullet, a silver bullet to fix that or to address that. But I think having someone at the top who acknowledges that, who says, look, whether we like it or not, there are people that went to the polls with either misinformation, disinformation, flat-out lies, or who had not heard the factual truth about Democratic candidates or about issues. And we could just simply yell the truth louder on the Democratic side, but I don't think that's going to fix it. Or we could say, all right, how do we address this? All right, we cannot create a quote-unquote blue Joe Rogan, you know, somebody like him on the left. But how do you start reaching out little by little to reach those voters with factual and truthful information in a way that resonates? And I think that's a very, very powerful message.
Yeah, I think that's the million-dollar, maybe billion or trillion-dollar mm-hmm. question that's being asked right now. And it's hard to deny the success that Ben Wickler's had here in Wisconsin since he's become the chair, I believe, in 2019. The number of statewide elections that have been won here in the state of Wisconsin since then has been fairly impressive. And so if it's something that Ben Wickler can translate to the national stage, it may be what's needed from a national perspective. But I think the individual response to this is going to make a whole lot more of a difference than whoever the next DNC chair is. That's just my honest opinion, Todd. It's going to be us as individuals just going about our daily lives. The preferences, the choices that we make in how we get information and how we talk to the people in our lives about the information that we're seeing. I think a lot of people did simply after the pandemic, rightfully so in some cases, just tune things out. It's hard to be an effective citizen of your community, just a member of your community, if you're just going to tune out the stuff that you don't want to hear and put your head in the sand and go, nah, 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 it's not happening. And so I think it is on a lot of us to expect better. We can't just be finding the information that confirms our own beliefs and then simply taking that as fact, because I think it happens far too often that it's you don't want to be challenged sometimes. You don't want to believe something that is against what you already believe. Like it is too easy in today's, like, a lot of things are broken. When you just want to search on Google, is like, yeah, like you can find is red wine good for me? Yes or no? And then you've got empirical studies of red wine is great for you or red wine is terrible for you. And
I can confirm it's great.
I love a glass of red wine every now and then too. But it's like if you want to go find information to confirm your beliefs, all you have to do is search for there's so much news and information out there that if you want to cherry pick what you see that confirms what you already believe, you're going to get into an echo chamber. And so you need to find, as individuals, something that maybe doesn't necessarily... I don't think if you're listening to the Todd Alba Show that you agree with every single thing that comes through the Todd Alba Show that you're anybody other than Todd Alba. You should only be... Like, Todd is the only person that should agree with Todd all the time. Like,
no, a lot of times I don't agree with myself. No,
and that's fair enough. No, but I guess I feel like I'm rambling a little bit, Todd, for you, and I apologize.
Well,
this Tuesday,
like, I want to get to this Giving Tuesday because it's important. But mm-hmm. I'm very interested as someone because, like I said, I'm a former Republican. I don't belong to any party. You've worked for Democrats, been a Democrat. I want to get your take on this because post election, again, one of the hot takes out there, Bernie Sanders and the quote unquote Bernie Bros. You know, all right, we have to have Democratic leading PACs disavow money, get all the money out. If you look what Ben Wickler did in Wisconsin, which is win, he turned that upside down, because I remember as being a Republican and Democrats whining about how they're being outspent and Republicans say, well, if you don't like it, fix it. Ben Wickler came in and did that, and he brought in Hollywood people. He assembled massive amounts, raised more money for Wisconsin Democrats than ever before, and guess what? He won. And I just don't. Yes, would it be lovely to not have Citizens United and to change the way campaigns are funded? And I'm 100% before that or for that. But I'm being pragmatic, and I don't see in the current makeup of our government and courts how that changes, at least in the next 2 to 4 years. I want a guy who's going to go out there and raise money to compete with Republicans and to win. As a Democrat, what do you think?
Well, I think it's much more nuanced than what Bernie's take is. Like, there's not a one-size-fits-all approach for an individual Democratic candidate, depending on what they're running for. So if you're running for the state assembly, you're running for the state senate, you're running for the U.S. Senate, or the next Democrats that run for the presidency, there's not one approach that's just going to be like, yep, this is the way to do it, and you're going to win. Like, I stand against those absolutes. Like, I get the Luke Skywalker jokes all the time. Only Siths deal in absolutes. All right, folks? Like,
That was Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I know, but I get the Star Wars reference to get the tangent there. Come on. You got to bridge the tangents together, Zomers. But it becomes the and funny enough, Bernie was the one in 2020 that said I apologize. It was Pete Buttigieg in 2020 that said to Bernie, we shouldn't be putting out these purity tests that we ourselves cannot pass as candidates. And so I think it is a very pragmatic approach by the transportation secretary now, who was a candidate for presidency there in 2020, to say, yes, we shouldn't be just putting out these purity tests that you can't pass later on. And so it needs to be a very pragmatic approach. I think what Wickler has done in Wisconsin has been successful. And you go to war with the army that you have, not the army you want. And Wickler demonstrated it very appropriately, saying, fine, these are the rules that I am bound by, I'm going to go fundraise and saw success with races up and down the ballot here in Wisconsin.
855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to the phone line. Mark, just about a minute left. If you make it quick, please. Mark and Perdisac, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know how we're going to get around some of this stuff. Some of these people have these ideas planted in their heads, and I don't know how it's going to get rid of some of this information that I was confronted with. Well, the vaccine is just pure poison. It doesn't work. Masks don't work. All these people that were forced to get the vaccine, that lost their jobs because they wouldn't take the vaccine. They lost their jobs. You know, Dr. Fauci is the nexus of evil, and these are intelligent people. And how do you manage to remove that from their heads? Because I know outside of some major catastrophe that it's going to snap them out of it. I mean,
I appreciate the call, Mark. Thank you so much. And Luke, I do want to move on to Giving Tuesday, but just to follow up on Mark's phone call, it's something that Trigvi brought up a couple weeks ago, Trigvi Olson, who'll be on the program yesterday. I just thought this was so well said that tomorrow. that whichever side of the political spectrum you're on, you can never shame someone out of changing their political beliefs. And I just really believe that. And I mean, and for myself, I mean, I'm not sure how many people on the Democratic side or voting for Democrats right now were once ardent Republicans like I was. I didn't start voting Democratic because I was shamed into it, because people said, how could you do this? You know, how I did it because I had a unique opportunity to see in real time behind a closed door people I supported, not I worked for, but other Republicans who wanted to disenfranchise people's voting rights. And I applied that to what I knew in my heart was the truth and said, wait a minute, that doesn't add up. And so to Mark's point, I'm not sure that yelling or shaming people is going to make any progress. We have to find ways to get people to think for themselves.
Yeah, and that happens through conversations and having those opportunities and providing off-ramps is what I typically refer to them as, because you're not going to shame somebody into changing their position, but you can give them the information and the know-how to say, wait, that's not exactly lining up with what I believe, and therefore maybe I should act differently than I have in the past. And I think that's exactly what you just described as the way that you changed your voting patterns.
That's my two cents worth. All right, we're coming up on a break here, but when we come back, we're going to find out what Luke's favorite charity is. It's called the Luke Mathers Charity Fund.com. You can do that. Send Luke to the Super Bowl. No, it's Giving Tuesday here at Civic Media. We'll tell you how you could be a part of this fantastic idea to give back to our communities after this. We are live on location here, just feet from Lambeau Field at WGBW in downtown Green Bay on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Alba Show is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs across the network weekdays from noon till 2. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Alba Show.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to connect the idea of imagining yourself being good at money with my favorite academic research paper ever, which is about shooting free throws. Basketball. Stay with me. The study had one group of players practice their free throws every day for an extra 2 hours, and then another group of players imagining themselves practicing free throws for the same amount of time every day. The researchers called this simulated mental practice. The research showed that the mental practice, without any actual physical execution, improved their free throw shooting more than just going through the motions. I'm not saying that imagining yourself good with money will suddenly make you a gazillionaire, or imagining that free throw shooting is going to make you Damian Lillard, but both can help. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Closing out the Civic Media Spotlight for this week, we'll hear from the Chad Holmes Show. Chad welcomed on Ruline Garter, the volunteer coordinator for the Good News Project of Wausau, to talk about volunteering during this holiday season.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Always great to hear the voice of Robert Palmer and every kind of people. And again, it takes every kind of people to make the world go round. And one of the groups of people that we always enjoy talking to every first Wednesday of the month is through the Good News Project. And Christine Daniels usually joins us, but today we got a special guest. I'm very happy to welcome Ruline Gartner, who is the volunteer coordinator for the Good News Project. And Ruline, thank you for coming on by.
Oh, thank you for having me, Chad. It's a pleasure to be here today.
Absolutely. And this is perfect because as we go into December, as we go into the holiday season, as we just come off of Thanksgiving, volunteering and looking at volunteering maybe in a little different way than maybe people think about. And you do, obviously, as volunteer coordinator at the Good News Project, could you maybe before we talk about specifics, talk a little bit about your job in terms of who you work with, how many people you work with, what your job entails.
Yeah, I'm so fortunate to work with Good News Project. We have a very strong volunteer program there. This past year, we've had over 290 volunteers that did 7,100 hours of service with us. It's amazing that we can find so many dedicated volunteers. It just really speaks to our community.
Along that same line, I said it is the holiday times, Thanksgiving now into Christmas and Hanukkah and every other holiday that folks will be celebrating here in the month of December. And we think about the joy of it. We think about the family get-togethers. But for a lot of people, it is a hard time, isn't it?
It is. You know, some people struggle with loneliness and anxiety of how to do Christmas right. You know, right. We have such pressure out there with media about what Christmas is supposed to look like. And I am finding more and more families are switching that mentality to how can we serve our community and others, you know? So at this time of year, I'm hearing a lot of people asking of how can you give back to the community in different ways instead of buying things. And, you know, I really encourage people to go out there and look at organizations, not just with us, but other ones out there that maybe are serving the needy through food banks or feeding meals, but also just trying to help our homeless shelters and providing warmth. In northern Wisconsin, and especially this past week, it's been getting pretty cold. Even just knitting mittens for some of those people in need. You know, there's so many ways that you can give back, and it feels good to do so.
It does, and I think that there is, I think, a certain, you know, goodness and a feeling of helping when you write a check or send in a cash donation, but the time is just as valuable as the money, right?
Absolutely. You know, we are definitely seeing a shift that, you know, the gap of that middle income is changing, and there's more lower and more higher wealth people. And we're finding that our volunteers are actually coming from the lower wealth. There's more and more people that don't have a means to give money, but they give their time. And actually, we like to see it at Good News Project that they're giving us a piece of their life by volunteering. And, you know, I think there's nothing more valuable than that. Money does not compare to a piece of our life. It's very limited. We only have so many years. And if you can give that to another human being, that's what we should be doing for Christmas.
We're talking to Ruling Gartner, who is the volunteer coordinator from the Good News Project. We get a chance to talk to the Good News Project every first Wednesday of the month here on 98.9 WXCO. And you've talked about the folks that come to you and say, hey, we want to volunteer. We want to, and especially working through the Good News Project, because you do have, I think, this the reputation of be the good and do things that are so important in terms of really spreading the good. How many folks do you work with? I mean, how many people say, hey, you know, it could be just a little bit of time. It could be a lot of time. How many folks are you working with at Good News Project?
You know, throughout the year, I see about 290 volunteers. But on a weekly basis, it's about 50 volunteers that are consistently working with us weekly. And, you know, right now, we do have a definite need there for volunteers in our help part of our organization. So that's the health lending program right at our front desk. And, you know, I think that's one of the most critical pieces of our organization because as customers and clients are coming in for that medical equipment, they're going through a trauma. They are struggling, whether they have a loved one that's not doing so well or they've personally had a surgery, they're going through a trauma. And we really need folks that can sit at that front desk and greet those people with the warm heart and a bright smile just to reassure them that they have found the place that's going to help them and to just give them a little light in their day as they're going through whatever trauma they're dealing with.
It shows again the different levels that Good News Project has, because frankly, before you said that, I had not considered that that part of the process, because we talked about the medical equipment and the supplies that you are so generous with in terms of allowing folks to be able to use and not have it, you know, break their budget because of the issues involved. I had never considered the aspect of the importance of having the right voice, the right smile, the right attitude, the right heart. So whether or not you want to find information on volunteering, find out information about everything that the Good News Project does, again, the first place to start would be the website, correct? What is the website address?
Yeah, so that's at Good News Wisconsin or goodnewswi.com. You can go there, and our application is right on the volunteer tab. But if you're not comfortable with electronics and computers and maybe even having that information online like that, please stop in. We have a paper application. I can talk to you about the process. Eventually, I'm going to meet you. Even if you go online to fill it out, my first request will be come on in. I love to show our organization so you can really see what we're all about and do that volunteer matching.
And one thing that Christine always talks about as well, she loves showing off the place.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you just come by and see what the Good News Project is, see the location, and pay a visit that way as well.
Yeah, just come in for a tour.
Exactly.
I love to show it off, and just people don't realize really what it encompasses until they're there and see it. Plus, seeing all the happy volunteers, it kind of puts a joy into your heart anyway, just walking through and talking to people. So
again,
please take a tour.
Again, one more time, the website address.
Yeah, it's at goodnewswi.com.
Goodnewswi.com. Again, we'll have that link on our show page as well. I hope it's not the last time you pop on in.
Oh, I would love to come back. This was a pleasure.
Absolutely. Ruling Gartner, again, volunteer coordinator for the Good News Project. We get to talk to the Good News Project first Wednesday of every month. We're going to come back, have our final segment of the day. We'll have our daily history lesson, including our number for the day quiz with Ian, and wrap up our part of the day here on 98.9 WXCO.
Cafe.
The Chad Holmes Show is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs on WXCO weekday mornings from 8 until 10. To learn more about this show,
you're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide text to win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win starting Monday morning. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Thank you for listening to WISS Berlin, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation.